The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
That this woman got out of the choir to come down and receive Christ as Savior with her pastor husband going, what?
Coming up on Life Today, special guest Jan Morton joins Beth Moore along with James and Betty in sharing their experiences of breaking free and living fully alive.
But I let it all go because Amen. Guess what? I have an audience of one. If he's pleased with my life, I'm free.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have you. Beth Moore's here. A friend of hers that experienced incredible freedom, Jan Morton, is here. But I want to say something to you. Please, I don't even think beg is the right word. By the way, you listen to me. I'm going to ask you to help someone. I literally had a lady come up to me and say, I found your epitaph in the Bible. It's in Luke. I said, really? What did it say? And the beggar died. I have been pleading for children and people in need all over the world. And I'm not scolding. People here in this, I tell you, the people here, they help us do what we're doing. And they help us put the arms of God around hurting people and lift them up out of the pit of despair. And I'm telling you, we're here to help you, to bless you. That's why we're here every day. Betty and I are not looking for something to do. I mean, we can wear a rocker out anytime sitting on the porch just looking at God's creation. We got 11 grandkids, a little great-grandson's cutest thing you ever saw. And here's the deal. We're just full of life and joy. You say, why are you here? Why do you go and talk to people? Because we love you. And we want you to be fully alive in the power of His might, in the fullness of His Spirit. Not religious pretense and the traditions of men taught and substituted for the commands of God, but really walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and really making a kingdom imprint, the weight of His glory on planet Earth. You just ought to see the weight of His glory everywhere you go. Well, Fully Alive is a series that Betty went back 10 years ago. She's pulled out some teaching that we first did with Beth when Beth first came to share with what was called Wednesdays with Beth. And she's sharing all over the world anyway in her wonderful seminars, but then here she was every week on television worldwide. I mean, this program reaches out to a billion people can sit and watch it. So we're here because we want to help you be fully alive. When Betty listened to these teachings from 10 years ago, she said, James, and she began to share, and I began to listen. I said, dear God, everybody needs to hear that. I mean, it's just there. And then we asked Beth to come in and add to and teach in the light of the next 10 years what we've learned. And then we did the same thing and shared. And this sharing time like we're doing right now, telling you about it, is sharing. And people are coming alive. We want you to be fully alive. So I'm asking you to get the series. And let me just say something to you. The church leaders, Betty, are in trouble. There are surveys that indicate that 30% of pastors and priests drop out of the ministry. They feel like there's no one I can talk to. I want you to zoom the camera in here where I can talk to you as though we were just seated together, just the two of us. Listen to me. Preachers came to me for years after I shared my testimony of freedom, and they said I just needed somebody to talk to and talk about how I failed that wouldn't bury me, and I didn't think you would. I wish I could tell you the stories of the highly visible people all over the world, and many of them you would know and respect and say, my God's on them. If you could only know how defeated they were when they came. They were ready to quit. They were going to quit. There were some who came who'd been asked to quit. But my, how God's using them today. Listen, nobody's disqualified. You can't dig a ditch deep enough to get in that He's not able to lift you up out of it and put your feet on a solid rock. The enemy will tell every one of you you're disqualified. No, you're not. You're qualified in Christ because that's the only qualifications any of us have anyway. It doesn't matter how many degrees you've got, how much others praise you, look up to you. He's the one that gives us everything we need to accomplish His will. God wants you to be fully alive. He wants to free you. Listen, confess your sins one to another that you may be made whole. We don't confess just to feel better. We want to be made whole, but who are you going to talk to? Let me ask you to be this. Say, God, I want to be the safe arms for some hurting church leader. I want to be the one that won't look for a stone to throw. I want to be a healing factor. Pastors, leaders, you can find it. You know, we've been talking about a determined eagle, and you just pray with me because I'm praying about this. I don't even know. I don't want to create a movement. I won't join a movement. I want to be a part of the move of God on every movement on the planet for the glory of God, for correction and spiritual momentum. But I am praying about maybe just inviting people who just want to come somewhere. I don't know where it'd be. I want to be a determined eagle. I want to soar on the turbulence of the times. I want to be an overcomer. And I want to be healed and free. Just pray with me. I'm praying about what to do. I'm just asking God, you pray. But I wonder if you'd say, boy, I'd like to be made whole, fully alive, and soar on the turbulence and the challenges. Fearless, faithful, faith-filled. Just pray with me. Would you welcome Beth Moore to life today? Beth's here.
So happy to be with you guys.
Beth. You brought Jan because we said, let's have somebody that experiences freedom, you know, the breaking free, the fully alive.
Yes.
Why don't you introduce Jan? Tell us
okay.
about it.
Okay, this is really fun for us because Jan and I became friends in a blog community. So we first, and you think, surely that can't be real. Well, for us, it was. We literally, through blog comments and through a community online, got to know one another, got a kick out of one another. We are in the same season of life.
Exactly.
A lot about our lives are very similar. But, I love her so much. I'm crazy about her. And then we got to be close enough friends to actually exchange phone numbers and then really start a true friendship.
Yes.
But one of the reasons why I was tickled for Jan to be able to come is because her story is very different from mine. She really was a good girl in a lot of ways.
AGG, always good girl.
Always good girl.
Always.
And I was a train wreck. I was a train wreck. And yet, she came to a place, James and Betty, where she realized she was in bondage with all that thing she was trying to live. So, Jan, I want you to tell them a little bit about your story because I think it's fascinating. I don't think people realize that this is just as big a bondage
That's
as
exactly
what I
right.
went through.
That's exactly right. So many people think they have to have a background of abuse or drugs or strongholds. Mine was daughter of a career Marine. Yes, sir, Pop. Then married a pastor. So I didn't stand a chance. So I had to follow rules, 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 and I'm a rule follower. Well, I realized Gary and I had been married about 4 or 5 years, had 2 little boys, and I knew I was lost. Lost. I was a rule follower. I was a hypocrite. I had walked an aisle. Never trusted Christ because I was just making sure I did everything. And then one day I realized it wasn't anything that I could do because he said he did it all for me. Liberty, freedom. I walked that aisle and Gary looked at me. I came out of the choir loft, walked down, went around the front. What is she doing? Shook hands with the pastor, said, I need to get saved. I've just been just a phony, phony. And I'm telling you what, and he said, well, let come over here. I said, I don't need anybody. I know what to do.
Please, I have to have everybody rewind for a moment that this woman got out of the choir to come down and receive Christ as Savior with her pastor husband going,
what? Beth, it's the same thing Betty did. She taught her
too.
Sunday school class, and then she stands up with her sister in the whole church. She's in the choir.
Stands there
and sings the special before the preacher preaches. Then she comes out of the choir in her robe and gets saved.
I did too.
Yeah, there you
Amen.
Go. I wish everybody would come out of wherever you are and get saved. Because I'm telling you, knowing Jesus is so much better than being church folks.
And I've never been the same.
Because you can be in bondage. challenge to your church robe.
Absolutely.
And I love a church robe, but I am just saying sometimes if that's what you think freedom is just putting on your church robe, then it's got you by the neck. It does.
Miss Betty, I was so bound that I was so worried about what the little church ladies thought about me that if I had nursery duty or something where I couldn't be seen in the choir, I would walk through the church to make sure everybody saw me. Then I would go back to do my service because where's Jan? Why wasn't she here tonight? What was she doing? But I let it all go because Amen. Guess what? I have an audience of one. If he's pleased with my life, I'm free.
Amen.
What do you want people to hear, Jan? Because some of them know the Lord. You know, I mean, I was defeated as a highly visible preacher.
Yes, sir.
I had no patience. I still have. Matter of fact, even while I've been taping this week, one of my wonderful staff came over and said, "You're saying such good things, but you look a little bit intense, maybe. Maybe you are you mad?" And I said, "Oh no, it's the way God designed me. I wish I could just look like Ben Carson all the time and just always be so happy even when they're killing me. I'm just being nice Ben Carson." Here's the deal. I don't know why I have deep set eyes, but here's what I did learn when I got set free. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Because I was mad about everything. And I said, there's plenty to be mad about. And you know we are too. You get somebody get tell everything's wrong with America and how they're going to fix it and everybody's mad. Here's the deal. We can see what's wrong with America. There's only one person knows how to fix it. Mm-hmm. That's what our founders called divine providence. We need to get back in the hands of the designer, the master designer. And that means we got to be dependent. But anger, there's a righteous indignation. I always like to say, every time I get mad, it's righteous indignation. But here's the thing. Sometimes it's just my personality. Sometimes my personality gets in God's way. I don't want it to. You see, if we really come to know Him, we want Him to work His life and His love through us so powerfully and beautifully that it's magnetic. You know, the Lord showed me something, and I've been talking this week about the Father, how this is a fatherless nation. We need to see the Father. All the more reason the fatherless ought to be running to the church because the Father's family reveals the greatness of their Father and that He wants no orphans. He wants all children. That's what He wants. And do you know that really and truly, the Father's heart is so broken today? He's weeping over us. The church needs to weep over people who don't know Him. And we need to come to that Father. This is what God is revealing to us today. Come to the Father. Isn't that basically what happened to you and what happened
exactly,
to Betty?
Exactly,
you
right.
moved into relationship rather than religious pretense and practice.
Oh, yes, that's what I said. I had a lot of cranial knowledge, but I needed some cardio knowledge.
Wow. That's good, Jan.
That is great.
How did it affect the church body they saw the pastor's wife come down?
Well, I have to admit that I struggled with it for 3 or 4 months. I would stuff it because I had pride. Because mm-hmm. I thought, what are people going to say about my husband? Here's the worship pastor's wife lost. They're singing solos, same. But there
so
came
awkward.
A point that Sunday morning where I didn't give a flying flip. Who was out there? Who cared?
That's
I just
right.
knew what I had to do. And I'm telling you, people, and you know, they make you stand at the front. People come by and shake your hands, and they were just like... I remember one lady shaking my hand, Miss Bobby Jean, I still remember now, God rest her soul. She said, "Miss Jan, if you were not saved, none of us are." I said, "Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that."
Well, now, I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
Betty, all I was going to say was, this is where we need to get, where we say, "I don't give a flying flip. I want to be free."
That yeah, George is coming out.
That's right. I love it. No, that's...
Absolutely. Well, I was in the same way. I went down and went to the pastor. Now he was down front, and I said, I just got saved over there. You know, he says, "What do you mean you're the best girl in our church?" I said, "I'm so tired of being good. I just got saved over there." So goodness is not what it's all
no,
about.
And that's what I had to realize, my goodness, because I was good. I told you I was an AGG, always good girl. But I wasn't scared of the Lord. I was scared of my daddy, that big old Marine, Major Tom. And it just series of messages, the Holy Spirit began to woo me and drew me, and that was my day, 7/7/85. I remember the day, July 7th. Praise the Lord.
Beth, we've been sharing about freedom for a long time. And I feel like what we've done in this series, Fully Alive, where we actually went back 10 years, went back to so much of what you shared, even in Breaking Free, and the things that not only we experienced in our lives personally, but what we watched others experience, And Jan, you know what we're sharing.
Yes, sir.
I just feel like God is giving us an opportunity to say, here's what some people who were defeated.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't like we were the chosen ones that because of our credentials of excellence. I mean, I felt like he scraped the bottom of the barrel, Beth, when he got me.
Oh, I mean, it's 4 out of 4 of us right here.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Mm. And I've said so many times, listen, either Jesus has a lot of grace or he has very poor taste.
Yes.
And that's so true. And so many people feel that way. Have you, Jan, become a shoulder for people to lean on now because they see, you know, she's full of love?
Go, girl.
Yes. One of the things I love to do, which I love about Beth's ministry, and I know just getting to do this is such a privilege for me because I'm one woman, one voice of thousands of women here today that could share like I have. What this woman has poured into me through her teachings, I have taken, and then I just turn it around and pour it into somebody else.
And you don't necessarily give her credit for either, do you?
It's not me. I'm going to tell you, this woman ministers to people continually. And I loved what you were saying, James, because we both, sometimes Jan and I will text you and go, woohoo! Because we've talked to some women that have come to us, found a safe place.
Yes.
And, you know, yeah, safe. And we're just like wide-eyed going, wow. So, yes, we're in some messes, girls. We're in some messes. Yeah. And you're safe with us, and we're going to help walk out of this thing together.
Yes. And no mess too big for him.
No, that's right. No.
And there's not a broken-up life that he can't take the pieces and create a masterpiece.
Yes.
He really can. Any old clay will do. Just yield your life to him. Beautiful to watch.
Yes,
you're having fun doing it too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. You know what I'm going to do next Saturday, a week from right now? I'm going to be at my church, and I've started a little ministry called Taste and See, and I'm just taking these young girls in the kitchen, and I'm teaching them how to cook, but I'm also teaching them about life. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that's going on. We're making that peach cobbler. We're making those biscuits. We're going to do cornbread dressing this coming Saturday. And they come in there, and then I hear from them all week, or I hear from them through a text or something, and so it's just been the most unique thing, but I'm loving it.
You know, you really are, Betty, responsible for why we're sitting here talking about Fully Alive. Mm. When you began to listen to those messages that we did sitting around mm-hmm. a table, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you,
wow.
Well, it was just like a shot heard around the world then, a shot of liberty and hope and freedom. And what is it that moved you, and what is it you're praying for now that we're talking about Fully Alive and trying to get all the viewers, not only those in the studio, but all over the world, to get the insight and inspiration that can, in so many ways, transform their life? What is it that moves you? What is your hope in it?
You know, when you talk about Fully Alive, when I accepted Jesus into my heart, that wasn't everything. That was just the beginning.
Amen.
A beginning of a progress in my life, in my journey with the Lord. And I'm almost 72 years old, and I'm still on that journey of learning. And I will be until I go to meet Him. But it can be a wonderful journey. And this part of the Fully of Life, it talks about the strongholds, James, that we can come across in our lives. And the enemy brings them to us, and he puts them on us. But we need to learn how to deal with those strongholds and learn that we don't have to live under the weight of those strongholds. Yes, the enemy waits for every opportune moment to bring them back at you. But when you learn how to fight the battle and you put on that armor that God has given us through His Word, the sword of God, we can be victorious in that battle. We don't have to be beaten down and defeated. And we don't have to just hide in the corner and say, okay, Jesus, I'm waiting till you come back. No, that's not what He wants us to do. He wants us to stay dressed up in His Word and to be an example of what He did in our lives. Do you understand how much God loves us? He gave His most precious treasure on that cross, that we might have eternal life with Him. If you're a parent, or if you have someone that you love so dearly, and they get ill, they get sick, and they die, you know what treasures you are, that you feel. That I can't even imagine the agony that God must have felt. He said, I'm giving you my treasure right here. I think about Mary, His mother, and especially after losing a child of our own, and I think, God, she must have said, God, is there another way?
Mm.
Is there another way? I know you're God. I know what you called Him here to do. But as a mother, is there another way? And I feel like God gave His all for us. We should give our all for Him and His purposes in this world and what He's put us here for. So that's what I think about when I think about fully alive. Let's be alive through Him and His Word, and let's share that life that He has put within us.
And that is why we're offering the series Fully Alive, because we want the fullness of His Spirit. We don't want water to wade in. We want a river of His life and love that carries us. Paul said, I go bound in the Spirit, compelled, controlled by, literally filled to overflowing to the point that I go to the highest levels of influence in the land. And he said, I never held back anything profitable unto you, but I have wept with many tears, calling for repentance. And I'm telling you, Jeremiah said, oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. And then in Lamentations, he said, as you looked at the city in ruins, he said, is it nothing to you, all you that pass by? Is it nothing that the little ones are led away captive by the adversary? So many people held in bondage to their own appetites, to addictions, to compulsive behavior. They're under the control of a force that seems so much bigger than them, but it's not bigger than God. And Jesus came to break the bondage and set the captives free, bind up the broken hearts. Would you allow Him to do that? I'm asking you, please, prayerfully, consider getting fully alive, learning how to be freed to win, because we are in a battle. But we haven't been left without armor and divine enabling and the power of His Spirit. Jesus said, it is imperative for you that I leave and send another of the same kind, just like me, to live in you. So Christ is in us, the hope of God's glory revealed. I think you've seen that. I think you've seen it in Jan and Beth. I believe you've seen it in Betty. Do you believe you've seen Jesus in these ladies here as they shared? Please give us an opportunity to send you something that you will hide in your heart and it will carry you. You can get it on flash drive or you can get it in the CDs. It's audio, so you can listen to it as you move about. But I would challenge you, listen to the teaching, listen to what's shared, sit down with your Bible, a journal, a notepad, and I make you a promise, you will not be the same. I believe the Bible will come alive in your hands. You'll have a new book, a living word. And I'm asking you, please give us that opportunity to help you. That's all we want to do. You say, well, James, what do we do to receive the Fully Alive series? We're asking you to help us share Christ in our evangelistic outreaches. As we close the year, many people love to make a great year-end gift. That's what better thing could you do than to help us win people to Christ all over the world? You know, we've talked to you about saving millions of lives with the feeding programs. But in those same areas, we've had 2 and 3 times as many people accept Christ in those areas because love opens their heart to hear the gospel. You see, when you see the love, then you listen to the love story and you can experience it. So make a special gift. Make the best gift you can to help us share Jesus all over the world in evangelistic outreaches. Close the year strong, go into the new year, putting arms of God's love around a hurting world. Go to lifetoday.org or dial that number. Use your bank card like a check. Make the gift God leads you to make. And we're going to help you, I believe, with what is shared, begin to walk in the fullness of His Spirit, fully alive. Thank you for making that call or going online.
Introducing Fully Alive, a revolutionary new series that will empower you to walk in spiritual freedom and newness of life every day. Through 8 power-packed audio messages, James and Betty Robison join with Beth Moore and Robert Morris to equip believers for victory. With teaching and testimony rooted in Scripture, Fully Alive is a powerful weapon in the fight to tear down the enemy's strongholds and help you live in the freedom and fullness of God's Holy Spirit power. Call now to receive Fully Alive on audio CD or USB flash drive with your gift of just $40 or more. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Fully Alive series along with 2 life-changing books, Audacious by Beth Moore and Truly Free by Robert Morris. Also, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, and you may request Majesty, our beautiful new bronze sculpture for 2016, featuring a buck in regal stance, reflecting the handiwork of God's creation. And remember, your gift today will help tens of thousands come to Christ through our evangelism efforts, including large outdoor crusades, film evangelism, and the many other outreaches where we are able to offer the hope and salvation of Jesus to a world in need. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Life Outreach International was birthed on a foundation of winning souls for Christ. And today, we're still supporting evangelistic outreaches, both large and small, in nations around the world. Our mission of feeding the hungry, providing water to the thirsty, shelter to the orphan, rescuing young girls from human trafficking. These are all acts of compassion with the goal to offer Jesus in word and deed, to offer hope and to offer salvation to all who will hear. On the continent of Africa, our ministry partners report over 10 million people have given their life to Christ through ongoing crusades. Millions have come to know Christ through our Mission Partners film on the life of Jesus, which is continually being shown in hundreds of villages in India.
James and Betty, I'm so glad to bring you this update from India on what our teams are doing through this amazing movie, Daya Saga, now 515 teams showing it some 75,000 times this year. It's your investment that's helping to make this possible. Your prayers. Thank you, friends and partners of Life Outreach International.
The only way we can continue ministering around the world is for you to partner with Life Outreach International. And together, we can provide not only the basics of life, but offer hope as we spread the gospel and win more souls in 2016.
Well, Betty and I thank you so much for letting us share with you. Thanks for helping us win people to Christ. You know, Betty came out of the choir to find Christ. Got a lot of people sitting in choirs and churches that need to know the Lord.
Amen.
And then Jan, here she is, you know, kind of a church leader, you know, Miss Church Lady. I think she was the original church lady, but you might have been a close runner-up. But they found Jesus. Would you say thanks to Jan and Beth for sharing? Thank all of you for watching. Tell your friends to watch Life Today and get the Fully Alive series.
After feeling trapped in a life of drugs, theft, and sexual promiscuity, Kelly McGuirk joins Robert Morris to share what it's like to live fully alive. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.